save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 5-Star Joshi Show here on the Fight Game Media Network. I'm your host, as always, Scott Edwards. And as you can see here today, we got a special panel here to preview the Dream Star Grand Prix of Marigold. First up, of course, Jamie Ross, welcome back to the show. How are you today, sir?
I'm feeling good. It's always great to be back on the 5-Star Joshi Show, but even better when we're talking about the Golden Gardens of Marigold, and that's what we're locked into today. So I'm feeling well up for it. We've got a big lineup, of course, breaking down that Dream Star Grand Prix, the blocks, and all the stuff to come. So I'm fired up, ready to get into it.
Yeah, I think the Golden Gardens are, you know, a lot of people's safe space these days. It's just like, sure, all right, let's watch some wrestling. Let's have a good time here. And Xavi, welcome back to the show as well. I made a promise to you I'd have you on to preview this tournament, and here we are. So welcome back.
Although I think I vividly said, hey, Scott, I'm coming on to do the Dream Star, by the way. I'm feeling good. Inside baseball, I originally was supposed to do a back-to-back of previewing the Dream Star. I was supposed to do Stardom Quest before this, but Alex decided to go to England and his bus fucked up, so like the times just didn't align. So I got all my ideas fresh, so that's good. I'm excited, man.
Good. I called first dibs on your thoughts anyway, so this worked out. But I'm very happy to have you both on here for the first time together. Obviously, we're gonna have a fun time talking about the Dream Star, a 16 person two block tournament. And I quote, none of that four block stuff. I'm very excited.
Six blocks.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what I needed. But I'm very excited for this tournament. Obviously, it starts on Saturday. It's just pretty much for the month of September, which is very exciting. Something to look forward to, away from all the other tournaments in wrestling, right? The 5-Star ends Saturday, the N1 ends Sunday. So this is pretty much the tournament to focus on for an entire month if you're a Japanese wrestling fan. And I know both of you, like myself, are big Marigold fans, and this is their first crack at doing this. And I think the way I'm going into this tournament, and I'll ask you both this is going to be a lot about growth for a lot of these wrestlers. Obviously, you're going to have the Utamis and the Saris carrying and, you know, driving the force on each block, but you're going to have the likes of Koki Amare and Chika Goto and Kazuna Tanaka and Victoria Izuki that you're looking forward to seeing. How much do they grow from start to finish, right? How does a Kazuna do against the Saris and Mikuanos and the Nais from start to finish? And that's what I'm most looking forward to. And I think overall, this is as exciting of a first tournament as Marigold could probably have, right? You have the addition of Sari, which, you know, I think just based on her schedule, most of the time, you never really know. She has a packed September, right? She doesn't kick off her tournament until the second weekend, but, you know, she has the Mayu Yutani tag match. She has Unagi Sayaka defense for Seedling. And then she, of course, has 7 tournament matches. So I'll start with you, Jamie. How are you looking at this tournament as we head into the first ever Dream Star Grand Prix?
Very, very excited. I'm kind of in the same sort of mindset as yourself in terms of looking to see that growth from a lot of wrestlers. You know, we've seen before in these types of round robin tournaments, the 5-Stars and the G1s, where, you know, wrestlers have kind of progressed. I think of like Amina Shirakawa, for example, kind of transformed as a wrestler during a 5-Star Grand Prix. And we know the sort of level that she's at now. And you point out the likes of the Kokis and the Chikagotos. I think they're definitely ones to circle during this. But there's a lot of quality in that the two block lineups. you know, a lot of potential to tap into. Even someone the likes of a Mai Sakurai, who's obviously been wrestling now for a handful of years, but she's in a really good moment. And I think if she can kind of capitalize on that momentum and have a really good Dreamstar tournament, then I think Marigold are going to hopefully come out of this with a lot more star power on their hands.
Yeah, I'm unbelievably locked into a Mai Sakurai run here, more than I ever expected going into a tournament. You know, she missed the five-star last year. Obviously, she took her vacation, you know, went, and I think she legitimately went on vacation. But now she enters this tournament coming off the heels of the Julia stuff, coming off the heels of a great tag defense. This, you know, she starts her opening night with Nanai. And like, I couldn't be more excited for that match after they did in that tag match. So it's pretty insane, like, the stock of some of these wrestlers and how high it's gone over the past couple months. Xavi, how are you feeling about this tournament as we head into it?
You know, that's a lot. Basically, just echoing what y'all said, I'm also just looking for the growth of a lot of the, I don't want to say lesser names, because, I mean, you know, people like Miku Ano, who's a champion, but, like, people who weren't prevalent in the traditional Joshi sphere before this year, you know, with the actress girls leaving and all that. I'm looking to see what they can do in this tournament setting. It's scary for some, obviously. Scott, you know which person I'm scared for as far as seeing how her tournament goes in one block, especially after I just praised her recent title challenge. It would be very scary to see her fall off. But I do have my worries. I'm looking to see something out of one person specifically, because I think she's been good, but I don't think she's been afforded the opportunities that some of her contemporaries have been, and that's Chiaki. She's got a block where she's got a lot of big names. She's got Mika Ono, she's got Sari, she's got Nanai. Of course, she's got Bozilit. She's got a lot of chances for her to truly show out in a single setting. Everything I've seen from her in a tag setting and anything she's done so far has just been tremendous, but I was still waiting for her to get that chance that, like I said, a lot of her contemporaries have gotten that she hasn't been afforded yet. I'm also looking forward, it's something I said for months whenever the, or however many weeks it was when the field was announced, the Nozaki Nutami face-off, because I think this is where Nozaki's finally going to flip that switch, because now it's something for her to actually care and sink her teeth into. So I'm looking forward to her run, seeing what she does in the setting.
Yeah, it was over the weekend that Nagisa got her first shot at Utami, and you just saw like a different version of her since, you know, based off of what we have seen. I'm very excited for Chiaki. Chiaki's got the fresh Kagetsu style cut now, so it's kind of over for everyone else. You know, it's like, I saw that, I was like, oh, Chiaki's ready. Okay, here we go. But let's dive into the blocks here. You know, we kind of started talking about everyone. We'll start with the Dream League. Sorry, they're leagues, not blocks. But the Dream League is pretty stacked at the top, obviously. You have the top two in the company in terms of signed talent with Utami and Mirai. Then you have the Superfly champion, Atsumi Shizuki, whose tournament I'm very excited for, Koki Imari, Chika Goto, Victoria Izuki, Nagisa Nozaki, and, of course, LLPWX's Nori, who enters the fray here. In terms of this block, you know, I've seen a lot of people say that the Star League is actually the more packed one. Obviously, it has Sari and Miku Ano, the top two champions, so can't really argue there. But I look at the Dream League, and I get very, very pumped about what this is bringing to the table. I don't think there's a weak spot here. And I think, like, for those that, you know, are coming into Marigold, probably via the tournament, right? For a lot of people, that's how they dive in to new companies. They're going to learn, like, how sick Nori is, and it's going to be like, wow, this is my new favorite wrestler. And then when the league, you know, when the tournament's over, you're like, oh, I
won't see her for, like, a couple months.
I may not see her ever again. But I think, like, when I look at these matchups, there's a lot of exciting matchups here. So let's go around the table here. Who are you most excited for in the Dream League? Xavier, we'll start with you.
Obviously, I'm always going to be excited for the best wrestler in the company's Dream League, of course, that being Chika Goto, Go Chika. She's gonna just walk through everybody, go undefeated, beat Sari for the belt, and, you know, we're going to enter a golden era for Joshi, and it's going to be great. However, there's a lot of names. Like, this, the Dream League, personally, is my favorite of the two, just because, mm-hmm. like, of course, Shugoto is my favorite, and then Shozuki's, like, my second favorite. And just because I think there's more of a chance for disaster in the Star League, as far as for some people's inconsistencies. I think this Dream League is a very consistent block. The only person that does worry me is Koki, because out of, like, everybody, she's probably the one I'm least high on, but I did think her and Miku was really good. So if she can do more of that, I think that's going to be good for her, but I am worried about her in a round-robin setting. But we'll see. You know, I'm open to it. I also like this block for Yuzuki, especially, just with all these people involved. Like, her versus Utami is going to be really special. She's got her rival in here. I think she's going to be a real sleeper that people should probably be looking forward to. And, you know, Shozuki's another one. She's, I don't want to say the most underrated wrestler in Marigold, but I don't think the general fan base understands just how good she actually is, especially if they're mm-hmm. not watching, like, the house shows. She's just so absurdly good that out of everybody in the tournament, I think she's probably going to be the one with the least amount of flaws. I think she's going to be the easiest one to have a good to great match with out of everybody involved. But that's just mm-hmm. me personally.
Yeah. Yeah, I think with Shozuki, who I think is my pick is, like, most interesting, is she works well with all these people because obviously she has the advantage with the actress girls, right? Like, they have a connection that we've seen in their matches that, you know, both Gochika and Koki are comfortable with her, and you see the best out of them against her. So I think that's a benefit. I look at Nori versus Natsumi Shizuki as, like, okay, this match, this is the match for the people that know, you know, like, you just look at it, you're like, we know how great this can be. And I would love to see Nori beat Shozuki. We're just going to make up rules for the Superfly belt. I've decided. I don't know what they're going to do, but I've decided we're making up rules. And I think Nori should just be a challenger for that belt because I want more of them. I can already feel they're going to click. But of course, like, for me, my most anticipated is Utami. I'm not going to just sit here and, like, mm-hmm. make it difficult. Utami has been quietly just great for Marigold, right? In a way that's, like, odd. It's odd that she's been quietly great.
I don't know if it's quiet, because something that me and you have talked about is just, like, that period where she had to miss because she was in the hospital, it was very much felt on, like, the shows that she missed. Like, it was her presence not being there was so glaring, and that's saying something, especially because Julia was on that show, on those shows, and it's just like, man, this show really misses Utami's presence just in some form.
Yeah, I think when I mean quiet, it's like she's not in the title picture, so it's like you almost think she's just kind of, like, missing at times. But it's like, okay, she had the unbelievable match with Io, she had the unbelievable match with Nanai, right? Like, she's got, and then she had the opening tag of the entire company in the main event. And, you know, everyone looks at Utami, it's like, oh, the matches we want to see the most are with Sari and Miku Ano. Well, that's fine and all, they're saving those very, very clearly. That's a potential final. I think we could get one of those as well. But when you look at Utami, I think the beauty of her tournament is she's going to go in there with the Kokis and the Gochikas, and she's going to absolutely shine with them because I think she's the perfect wrestler for their styles. And then, of course, like, her and Mirai's the biggest match that isn't the champions facing each other in this tournament, so it should be really great there. And like you said earlier, her and Nozaki, like, I think that's going to be awesome. And her and Yuzuki, going to be special. Like, that's my point with Utami. She's just a special wrestler who I think can be an MVP candidate that we just don't look at because, you know, we're thinking of the excitement of a Shozuki, the excitement of obviously Sari being in this damn tournament. Like, we can't count out the best wrestler in the world as the MVP. Jamie, who are you feeling in the Dreamstar Dream League here?
It's a very strong lineup, so it's tough to kind of nail it down to one pick. I think obviously the few of the names you've both just kind of mentioned there are ones that I'm also sort of gravitating towards. It's hard to look past Chihigoto with her momentum and the current form she's on. and seeing her, you know, mixing her up with the likes of Utami, having that match with Yuzuki, which I think is definitely one to circle with kind of the brief history that they've had so far in Marigold. I think that's going to be a really exciting one. Utami as well, though, as you said, you know, now that Julia's officially out of the company, this is now, you know, officially her company. You know, she's going to be the name that kind of carries Marigold forward for the next however many years. So she's got a lot to kind of prove in this one, but definitely the big favorite heading in for sure. I think I'm going to pick Victoria Yuzuki, though, as someone that I'm going to nail down. I think, you know, the company obviously has so much stock behind her. You know, it was a formality that she was going to make it past those qualifiers. Now that she's in the mix, like you said, that match against Chika Goto, you know, a match against Shozuki, I think is going to be a really exciting one. And then, of course, mixing up with the Mirai's and Utami's of the world, I think her stock is going to be elevated by quite a lot in this tournament. So I'm going to go with Victoria Yuzuki. How she'll do in terms of points totals, we'll see.
Yeah, but, I was actually going to ask that. I was wondering, what do y'all think her tournament looks like? Because, I mean, yeah, obviously, she, you know, her win-loss record isn't great, but I mean, she's the only person to pin Julia as far as in that gauntlet, so it could be a little, hey, she's going to do something. She probably won't finish top of the block, but she's going to do something to where she probably won't hover around the bottom, but it's hard to tell. I think that's what I like about this tournament is there's no definitive, okay, this person's going to be at the bottom.
Right.
I mean, of course, you have the idea of who's going to be at the top of the blocks, but it's not as clear cut as, say, like a G1 where there's like somebody that has 0 or 2 points. It's like, oh, they're the definite bottom of the bottom. Mm-hmm. I think everything as far as beyond the very top is going to be very evenly distributed all throughout. And I think that's what makes it the most exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I see her getting one big upset. And Shozuki, I kind of think, feels like the obvious one as a potential challenger for that title. But you look at that Go Chika match, what is the end of that match, right? Once upon a time, they went to a draw. But by the way, at that time, I think we all went into like, oh, this went 15 minutes. Like, I don't know, man. And then it was pretty good because like they have a great heat to them. Like these two, you feel like they hate each other. And then like, you know, if you watch like one of the Marigold videos, like, oh, they're kind of like best friends. But in the ring, they want to destroy each other. And like, that's what I look at. She'll probably be towards the bottom. I'm sure, like, I think Nori is going to have like a respectable number, especially with how like the last day ends up, which we'll talk about later. Right. You look at those matches, like who's facing who on the final day. And that's how we'll get to the finals. But yeah, I think she will do better than expected. I think two wins is what I would aim for, just because, like, you know, you only have 7 matches, but a win over Shozuki and a win over whether it be Go Chika or Nozaki because she got DQ'd, you know, something like that. That's kind of, I see it. Jamie, what do you think for Victoria Yuzuki in this tournament in terms of finishing and who she should beat?
It's a tough one to call because, you know, as much as she's kind of still considered, you know, a prospect for Marigold, I think everyone's kind of the belief that the only thing holding back Victoria Yuzuki from kind of being pushed right, you know, towards the top end of this promotion is whenever Marigold decides that that'll be the case. You know, she's so far ahead of where she should be in terms of, you know, the majority of rookies at this stage. And we kind of said from the moment she debuted that she's going to be the future of Joshi Wrestling. So I think, you know, Marigold could kind of decide to pull the trigger a little bit on her during this. So it's hard to say. I think based on where she is right now, I kind of agree that I think one win for sure. I like the idea of the Superfly Challenge over Shozuki. So I think that's definitely one to watch. The Gochika one, obviously, too. I feel like she may sneak a win against Nori. And I think Nori could get a lot of wins elsewhere in the tournament. But I think that could be an interesting one for sure. But I'm going to go with two wins, I think. But definitely over Shozuki for sure.
Yeah, Nori's the type that I could see get like a win over Koki and Gochika, but lose to like the top, you know, lose to Tommy.
I think she'll get one of the top names.
Yeah, I like I said, I'm pitching the Shozuki one because I need the title match, you know. But Dream League, I'll ask you both your number one match you're most looking forward to here in this block. Jamie, I'll go with you first. You know, obviously, for me, when I look at like top matches, I also look at venue. I think venue matters a lot. when it comes to the big matches. And the biggest matches in this block are indeed happening at the biggest venues possible.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's another tough one to call with how stacked the lineup is. Obviously, it's hard to look past, you know, the most obvious one, the immediate one, is Mariah and Utami. Obviously, the two biggest names in the block, and that's a match that will almost certainly be, you know, for Marigold's red belt at some point down the line for sure. I think for my official pick though, I'm going to rock with Chika Goto and Yuzuki. I think
that's a great pick.
it's a match we've seen before, but obviously, just kind of a preview of what they've both still got to come. And obviously, you know, they're both improving at such a rapid pace. You know, Chika Goto's seemingly the Marigold fan base's favorite wrestler collectively at the moment. But I think, like I said before, Yuzuki's going to kind of remind everyone in this tournament why she's the super rookie of wrestling. So I think when they meet up, I think that's going to be a special one. It'll be really interesting to see who gets the dub in that. But that's my pick for the match I'm most looking forward to in the Dream League.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big money at
Xavi?
Yeah, obviously that was mine, but but I have two Itami matches. One is obviously, I don't know if I'll put this first or like 1A, 1B, but obviously Go Chika and Utami. I'm excited to see what they'll do up against each other. You know, I was going to say Nozaki and Utami on day one because I think we're in for a Nozaki victory there. However, I just want you to know
both matches you just said are day one.
I know, that's what I said.
Crazy.
Yeah, and while I was thinking that, and while this match does concern me because it's in Sendai, but Shozuki and Utami, that's probably going to be sleeper match of the tournament.
Yeah. I feel like they're just going to click. So those are obviously great picks. I won't pick chalk. I'm not going to, I think we all can like just avoid Utami and Mariah. We get it. You know, like it's going to be incredible, right? Just like, that's how I feel about Sari versus Miku Anno, which by the way, those happen on the same show. Psychotic. Yeah. Absolutely.
I was
psychotic.
Looking at the schedule and I was like, man, they really loaded up Corkins. Yeah. And that was, I mean, rightfully so, but God.
My pick, and I do want to give shout out to Mariah versus Shozuki. That's also on a Korokin. I feel like that's going to be fantastic. But I'm going to go with Utami versus Nori. Ooh. That's a Korokin Hall. I feel like that's the type of match where you're going to see Nori showcase the best of her abilities. You know, when the idea of a Nori tournament came to light and when she joined, I was like, okay, her versus Miku Anno. That's the one I need. I didn't get it. So I was like, okay, let me reset. Let me see what these blocks look like. Her and Utami just makes a lot of sense to me. Utami's very good against kick-based wrestlers. You might have seen Utami versus Shuri once upon a time. Utami's 10 times better than she was back then, which is terrifying to think about, considering all the talk that she had once upon a time. But I just feel like those two in Cork, and probably not the main event, but probably the top match of the Dream League that day, should be great. And I'm really looking forward to that. But let's get over to the Star League now. Star League is full of, I don't want to say stars, but it is full of stars. You have the Marigold World Champion, Sari. You have the United National Champion, Miku Anno. You have one half of the Twin Star Champions, Mai Sakurai. You have Nanai Takahashi. You have Bozilla. You got Misa Matsui. You got Chiaki. And then you got Kazuna Tanaka. I think when I look at this block can be like one of the best in wrestling this year. Or it can be like, you know, there can be hits and misses, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the peaks of this block are as high as any. Sari versus Aono. Sari versus Nanai. Sari versus Bozilla. Aono versus Nanai. Right? Nanai versus Misa Matsui again. That's one of the best passion injection matches she's done. And then, like, when you have Mai Sakurai showing the improvement she's had, it's like, okay, this block gets even more exciting. And I think Kazuna Tanaka has walked into Marigold and has been great. So I'm very excited for what she has to do. And then there's Chiaki, who I think is the wild card of the entire tournament, like we were talking about earlier. Like, she has a dramatic range of what she can do in this tournament. And based off some matches I've seen her have with the likes of, like, Mirai, obviously on that very first show, she can reach a pretty high by the end of this. So I'm very much looking forward to her. But let's talk about this league. I think, you know, obviously Sariri's, you know, this is the best wrestler in the world. We don't need to talk her up, but I will ask, because it's part of the question. Jamie, who do you find to be the most exciting wrestler in this league?
Again, it's another tough one. I really, really like this lineup. I might even prefer this one to the Dream League. It's a tough call. Outside of Suri, I think the one who I'm most looking forward to, and I kind of mentioned it earlier in the podcast, I think Mai Sakurai is a really intriguing name going into this. Obviously off the back of winning those Twin Star belts and then the Julia match and another recent defense. You know, all three really strong matches, and I think if she can carry that momentum into this tournament, and obviously she's going to have a lot of fantastic opponents, you know, the likes of Suri, Miko Aono, Nanai Takahashi. You know, I think she's set up nicely to really elevate her stock even more in this, and I think, you know, that would be a huge win for Marigold, considering the recent departure of Julie. If she can kind of step up, you know, and become more and more into that kind of top mix and growing as a wrestler, then I think that would be huge. But there's a lot of names in this Star League that are really exciting. And when we get into some of the potential matchups, you know, I'll break it all down even further. But I'm going to circle Mai Sakurai for the time being.
I love it. Xavier, I think I know where you're going, and I think it begins and ends with passion, but I'll let you pick.
So surprisingly not. I already spoiled mine earlier. I do like the Mai Sakurai pick, as me and Beth talked about before. People forget that this company is like a couple months in. There's not a lot of big names. Despite all of them being great wrestlers, as far as definitive big names to draw, there's not a lot. So if Mai can continue the role she's on, that way they can keep putting her in big spots, it's going to be great for the company. Obviously, mine is the dark horse or dark wolf, if you will, in Chiaki, of course. Just because out of everybody just looking at this block, she's just the one that stands out the most and who I want to see have a respectable tournament. I expect her to get one like sneak victory over one of the bigger names. Just because in that elimination tag from Corkin, and she was in there with both Mirai and Utami, who of course she won't face in this league, but she did not feel out of place like whatsoever. And that was at the point where she was down 2-1. So that was even crazier that she was able to go between both and still not be out of place. I want to see what she does in this tournament. Hopefully, you know, she does get a signature victory. You know, she's the only one that's like flat out saying, yeah, I'm not here to like shake hands and all that bullshit. I'm trying to be the number one Rudo. So they have a definitive, you know, I don't want to say antagonist. That's the perfect word for it as far as with her trying to assume that role. But I mean, of course, I'm looking forward to the growth of Kazuna Tanaka. And I think Misa Matsui is an interesting one because she probably won't score a lot, but I think she'll have a similar role to, say, not counting this year because apparently he scored a lot of points. I don't know. I didn't really watch. But Hiroki Goto in G1s in years past, where it's just like, okay, not going to score a lot, but they're going to deliver. Like,
yeah, she's the Saya Iida.
That's good.
Shouts out to Saida, of course, and what she's done. Okay, well, you left a lot open here. I don't want to pick one of the top two champions. I think we're going to talk about them a lot in the next few segments here. So I'm going to go with passion.
Yeah.
You know, I think Nanai Takahashi, listen, for someone who is, you know, on the back half of her career, right, she is putting in some of the best work right now. And I think with Nanai Takahashi, to quote Jordan Patu, to the Nanai Takahashi haters, fuck you. one of my favorite tweets of all time. Like, Nanai versus Chiaki should be really fun. Nanai versus Bozilla, we know how good that is. We've seen it in Corican Hall. They're going to run it back at Corican Hall. Miku Ano versus Nanai, are you kidding me? That's going to be great. And, like, I don't think I need to say much about Sari versus Nanai. That's the match I just stare at. It's at Cork, and I'm like, that's going to be incredible. It's going to be, it might be a little disgusting in terms of just all out physicality, but that's going to be incredible. Like I said earlier, her and Mai Sakurai opening day. I can't wait for that. And then her and Kazuna, we haven't got that passion injection match yet. I'm excited for that. And you know, her and Misa Matsui are proven. They're proven. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you look in the nine, it's like, and I think there's also a fun story to tell. This could be Nanai's last tournament ever. We don't know. Like, you know, she's at that point where, you know, maybe she's going to get a little bit more limited. Now, they said she was going to be limited in August, and then she pretty much wrestled every show. I think she missed one. I still think she might have missed a Corican. Like, I think that's true. I thought she might have missed a Corican, but the Arisa Nakajima thing came up, and obviously she was not going to miss that. But I look in Nanai as like, this is someone that's going to go out there and give it her all each and every match. It could be her last tournament. I think that's a hell of a story to tell. You know, the veteran of the block going out there trying to win it one last time. And I think she's beating Sari in this tournament to set up a title match. I think that's going to be Sari's main loss in the tournament. But yeah, I can't wait for what she does. The Star League, the more I look at it, the more I get excited about it. It's that type of thing. It's like, the more I think about the matches for like a Misa Matsui against the Saris, and I don't know, I'm like, that, you know, those are going to be special. But I do want to talk about one person in this tournament before we move on to more excitement in the block. I think Bozilla's very interesting because we've seen very high marks for Bozilla. She is a really great tag wrestler, I've noticed. I think that's where she shines the most because she gets to hit her spots. But this is the tournament, right? We were talking about it with Gochika. We were talking about it with Koki, Victoria Izuki. This is the tournament she's going to go into it and learn. Obviously, she's going to be very dominant against the likes of Amisa Matsui and Kazuna Tanaka. But it's the others that I'm interested in. What are the fights going to look like, right? Her and Sari is one of the more interesting matches in the entire tournament. Those two only respect each other, it seems, in this company. Sari doesn't respect Sari's any other
wrestler.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I think Bozilla is going to have one of the most interesting tournaments. And, you know, I think there's a serious conversation to be had that if she hits her highs, it can be one of the best overall tournament performances. She's set up to succeed, and I think in the end she will. When it comes to Bozilla Xavi, what match for her do you think is her biggest test in terms of like for you and to see like what can she do in such a match, and how do you feel about her overall tournament as we head into the league this weekend?
That's tough because, I mean, we saw the Nanai match, and that obviously was great. She was able to showcase what she could do. I think Sari is probably her biggest test because everybody else, she could probably very easily be on the up and dominate the whole match. Sari, she's going to have to be more 50-50. Even if she doesn't want to, Sari will make it 50-50. So I think that's her biggest test. But also, I think Bozilla is very interesting as far as throughout this tournament. I agree with you. I group her with everybody else as somebody who's going to use this tournament to grow in a single setting. But I think the fun part about her, she's very similar to Chika Goto in the sense where she wants to improve a lot. And that's very visible if you like follow her on social media. She's a student of the game. She just wants to get better. And this is a perfect platform for her to do that. I think it's interesting that we've only now touched on her because to me, she's very much in the running to possibly get to the final. It's just that we're so much of the excitement is around some of the people who can come out of this higher than they were coming into this as far as status wise, that we just completely left her off until now, which I think that's really fascinating because, like I said, I think she's very much in the running to get to the final.
Jamie, how do you feel about Bozilla and her potential run in this tournament?
I'm looking forward to it. I would also agree on the Surrey match being a big test. But if I had to circle another match, I think her running it back with Arno is a really interesting one. Obviously, we saw it at Summer Destiny for the United National Championship, but obviously now coming into a slightly different dynamic. Obviously, Arno had wrestled with Mariah in a hell of a match right before that. And she was still able to take the win, but with both coming in fresh in tournament action, I think that's a really intriguing one in how the kind of dynamics play out there, and whether Bozilla gets her win back there and maybe a potential rematch for a title down the line, I think is a possibility. But I certainly think she's an interesting one in terms of how far she'll progress. We'll get into our full finals predictions a little later, I assume, but I'm predicting she's going to do quite well in this tournament, obviously picking up wins against kind of the lower end of the roster, but also could be the ones to give the likes of Arno or even a Suri, you know, their big loss. Obviously, she's very well protected. But that's a rematch, man, is a really, really interesting one. I think there's going to be a, you know, perhaps code of honour adhered to, handshake at the start. They both have a lot of respect for each other. You know? Like you said, seemingly the only people that they respect between themselves is each other. So that's a really exciting one. And obviously, you know, she's going to be a future challenger, of course, for Marigold's top titles if she sticks around long enough. So seeing her mix up with both top champions at this stage, I think we'll get a good indication of where her media future is headed after this tournament.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's such an interesting prospect, obviously, in wrestling overall. And, you know, if she walks out of this tournament improved in any way, like, she's just a continued home run. She's already been a home run for Marigold, like, no one expected Bozilla, someone that, you know, was pretty unknown, to be this good already. And this is just the tournament where, you know, she works on her craft and she continues to develop. I like to look back at that Nozaki match that they had. Like, that was pretty good for what it was. Like, it wasn't long. It was very simple. But considering where Bozilla was then compared to even now, I'm very excited to see what she can bring to the table. But before we get to our top match that we're looking forward to, let's just talk about Surrey and Miku Aono. Why go around it? Why not just talk about the best of the best, right? Obviously, with Miku Aono, I think it's very much we look at who's the potential challengers for her out of this tournament. You know, I think with Nanai, you kind of look at her as a potential world title challenger. You look at, obviously, Mai Sakurai, though, as someone mm-hmm. who Miku Aono has already named as a potential challenger. But I'm thinking Miku Aono probably has to lose two matches here. One, what match are you most looking forward to? You could just say the Surrey match. It's fine. I'm not going to get mad at you. And two, who would you pick to beat her in this tournament? Xavi, I'll go with you first.
So most look forward to match for Aono specifically, it's probably just the Surrey match, but at the same time, come on, you can't count out passion. But I think we're going to get a good tournament from the Dark Wolf Army. I think Chiaki gets the win and just like, oh, you want to face Mai and Gochika? Well, you can't do that because I beat you, so I am next in line.
I like that. I like Chiaki a lot, so I would love to see her get a big win like that. I think Aono makes the most sense for someone like Chiaki to beat as well. You know, her being Sari, Nanai, Bozilla.
Probably feels too soon for that.
Like, yeah. But beating Miku, Aono, I could see it, and I like that a lot. Jamie, how about you? What match for you? You could just say Sari. It's fine. And who would you like to see her potentially have to face in a title match if she gets upset here?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to shock you here, but I cannot wait for this match against Surrey. Yeah. I was going to go bold. Nah, we got to lock in. It's the Surrey match. It was the one immediately when those block lineups came out. I think from both sides, that I think everyone circled as you know, the front runner to be match of the tournament if all things go well. Both are on there again, which they almost always are. You know, Surrey, probably the best wrestler in the world right now, definitely my wrestler of the year. And Miku Aono has been one of the most consistent performers since coming to Marigold, someone who's kind of, you know, she was obviously on the kind of upper levels of actress skills, but that's, of course, not a promotion that a lot of people are like super tapped into. So when she kind of crossed over to Marigold, you know, I think she's benefited a lot from the new eyes, and she's immediately one of the stars of the promotion. And you can see that with how they've pushed her. Seeing those two mix it up, I think, is going to be absolutely incredible. It'll be interesting to see the outcome of that. I assume Suri picks up the winner, and that's going to be one of Arno's big losses in the tournament. In terms of the other one, though, I would tend to agree on the Chiaki front. I think I do like the idea of Chiaki kind of putting herself into the mix. Obviously, as Avi said, there's, you know, she wasn't mentioned by Arno in that recent promo, so I think kind of inserting her in by defeating the champion is the perfect way to go. But it'll be interesting to see how she gets on against Mai Sakurai. She mentioned that as a potential challenge, and they're going to run it in the blocks before we get to that title match, presumably. So seeing how that one plays out, I think it'll also be interesting. But yeah, it's hard to look past the Suri match for sure. Another one, again, Misa Matsui also, I think, will be a really exciting one too. Not someone who I think will defeat Aono, but I think they'll have a really nice match for sure.
It's funny because with Matsui, you know, she has the high speed aspect where she can upset anyone, right? That's kind of her role in this block is, you know, she's playing the spoiler role, much like someone like an Azumi has for years, or a Natsupoi even before, you know, she became a limb targeting person, but it's fine. Anyways,
I do think Matsui could possibly be due for the Nanai upset, since they're running that back. I think she could be due for just the Nanai upset as far as her big win for the tournament.
I think that'd be very inspired. I also could see Miku Aono versus Misa Matsui just main event the first show of this entire tournament. Obviously, is on the first show. I look at Miku Aono in this tournament, and I'm like, okay, there's a lot of matchups that I'm excited for. The Nanai match was a good shout, especially since it's on the final day. But there's nothing better than the Sari match. Why sit here and lie? Like, that is the match of the tournament. Period.
Outside of Nanai, Miku's the only other person that's going to be able to match Sari's intensity. So
exactly. Like, they're going to run into each other one time, and like, shirts are going to be ripped. People are going to be excited. It's going to be the match of the year type beat. You know, like, and the reason I'm so excited for it is like, Sari's hit rate is, if you want to go in terms of stars, it's 4 and above. Like, that is that is her average, okay? Everyone else in wrestling is like, okay, you know, you're going to have some misses here. Sari doesn't miss. So when she's going to go in there with someone like Miku Aono in a champion versus champion battle, how could you not be excited for that? I think Miku Aono is going to have a fantastic tournament. I'm not even going to count her out as a potential finalist as the United National Champion. I don't think she wins the tournament, but when you look at finalists, I think she is absolutely in the conversation. As we've seen with Marigold so far, Rossi's not afraid to do some interesting things like that, right? We've already seen Sari, someone that is not even signed to the company, become the first world champion. We saw Miku Aono, someone that was kind of seen as the third option in that trifecta heading into the show, win the United National. I'm not counting anything out. And I think they see her as a major star, and there's a reason for that. And then on the Sari front, I don't think we have that much to say other than every single match has like the highest possible hit rate. Like humanly imaginable. I look at her, Kazuna Tanaka. I think that's going to be special. Kazuna Tanaka loves Sari. She literally cries at her feet when she faces her. Like, that is a thing that happens. I saw Kazuna Tanaka in a tag match with Sari earlier this year. Like, these two just have a connection that's going to work. I'm very much looking forward to that match. Her and Misa Matsui is one that I didn't think about much going into this conversation, but it's like, That's one of your like underrated, well, you know, this could really hit type. And then obviously her versus all the big hitters. I mean, I can't wait. So that brings us to our match we're most looking forward to that isn't Sari versus Miku Aono in the Star League. I say this because, like, I don't think we have to talk about Sari too much because I think she's just going to be brought up naturally in this conversation. So I'll start. The non the non-Sarri Mikuano match that I'm most looking forward to in the Star League is, in fact, Sarri in the Nye. I can't stop talking about it, because I think if you're looking at this tournament, what's going to be the most physical match in this tournament? It's them. They're the two old school wrestlers of the tournament, right? And that's going to be a fight. I got a little taste of them in that Arisa Nakajima tag, and I was like, I'm in. I don't just save it for the match, right? And I think that's going to be the show where Nanai gets the big upset, right? And Nanai gets the, and saying Nanai winning is an upset is crazy out loud. I understand that. Nanai doesn't really lose that much. But I think her beating Sarri, and I think that's someone Sarri is perfectly happy losing to. Not that Sarri really, you know, I've watched Sarri lose on a house show tag in Sendai. Like, you know, it's not like she's difficult like that. But she's
a different beast.
Yeah, exactly. Like I think for her and Nanai at Corkin, probable main event for that show, it's going to be as good as it gets. So that's the one I'm looking forward to most in Star League that isn't Sarri versus Mikuano. Jamie, I'll go with you. What match stands out most to you here in the Star League that people should keep an eye on?
It's another tough one. There's a lot of really great options here. I think I'm also going to go with a Sarri match, but slightly different one. I don't know. Shocking, I know. We're picking the best wrestler in the world. Great matches here. No surprises. But I'm going to go with her match against Chiaki. I think that's a really...
Oh, yeah.
We've obviously already talked a lot about her as someone to watch in this tournament. And if you're going to have a breakout performance... I don't think there's a better wrestler in the world to have that against Dan Sarri, who like you say, brings it in absolutely every match. I think she's going to be, Sarri's going to be really key in elevating a lot of the talent here. I don't think she's going to pick up that win. I think, like you said, her big win's going to come against Miko Aono, and she'll challenge for that white belt. But I think in terms of her standout performance, I think Chiaki could really shine in that match against Sarri. Show a lot of intensity. We've already seen glimpses of it, but I think this is where she has her big breakout moments for sure.
That's the potential main event of Shinkiba First String. That's beautiful. That's beautiful right there. And Xavi, what match are you picking here?
I had thought about Chiaki versus Sarri, but I'm going to go Chiaki and Nanai, especially just going back to when Chiaki came into the company and said she wanted to learn from Nanai how to be a Rudo. I think... Nanai's going to give her that fight she's looking for. I don't think she's going to have to try too hard to get anything out of Nanai, okay? I just think that's going to be an absolute scrap. Then I'm also on a very much under-the-radar type deal. I'm looking forward to see Nanai versus Kazuna, because obviously Kazuna is a purebred pro wrestler, you know, father and mother as a pro wrestler. It'll be interesting to see how Nanai approaches that, whether she'll be hoping Kazuna brings more just because she has this lineage, or she just completely mauls her.
Brings more what?
Passion.
Thank you. Just had to get that in there. Everyone should watch the video they uploaded of them playing that game and Nanai doing everything in her power not to say passion. It's actually the greatest video of all time. But yes, that is a look at the Dream League, the Star League. Let's look at the schedule now here. The schedule is very exciting. So it opens up day one. You have and shout out to Dylan Murray for putting the schedule together. It's very fancy, very nice looking here. So they're doing two shows in Osaka on day one. It starts on the 30th for us, but it is the 31st in Japan. You'll have Utami Hayashishita versus Nagisa Nozaki, Marai versus Chika Goto, Kokiyamari versus Nori, Natsumi Shizuki versus Victoria Yuzuki. And then on the night show, on that side, you have Utami versus Chika Goto, Marai versus Nori, and Nagisa Nozaki versus Natsumi Shizuki. With the Star League, you have Miku Ano versus Misa Matsui, Nanai Takahashi versus Mai Sakurai, Kazuna Tanaka versus Bozilla, and then you have Miku Ano versus Chiaki and Bozilla versus Misa Matsui. So let's talk about the opening day before we get through the rest of the schedule here. I think that's kind of the fun conversation we can have here. By the way, love these graphics. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Very colorful and pops off the page here. What do you think? So obviously, like, the two shows in one day, I think some people might temper expectations because that's a lot of wrestling. I'm not gonna, because I've seen – them wrestle twice in a day already. I know what limits they're willing to go towards. And yes, I did pick these four specifically. I will not lie to you. I did pick these four to highlight. For me, like, I look at Mirai versus Nori as a chance for Nori to really shine right off the rip, right? Mirai has been a super worker, it feels like, in the but in Marigold as a whole. So I'm really looking forward to that. But as we've been kind of talking about with Utami and Nozaki, that feels like the time where Nozaki is going to completely flip the switch that I think we all know she's capable of. As she said in a quote, she doesn't like, she's never been in a singles tournament. She's not she's familiar with them.
She's one catch the wave, and that's hilarious.
She's one catch the wave. She's like, I'm not really fond of them. I don't have good memories. I was like, oh, all right. That's a lie, but sounds good. What match in terms of day one sticks out most to you? Jamie, I'll start with you. I'll get the full lineup back here so you can take a pick.
Ooh, day one, I think... For me, I'm, you know, I kind of mentioned it earlier in the show. I'm really looking forward to Nanai and Mai Sakurai. I think, you know, Mai Sakurai, like I said, is someone who's going to, you know, have a lot to kind of prove it in this tournament. But I think she's on the kind of form of momentum to really do it. And I've said for the longest time now, you know, in terms of best career matches, Nanai Takahashi has given a lot of Joshi wrestlers their best career matches in these passion injection matches, and I think this is going to be a real passion injection style out in here for Mai Sakurai. I think to kick off her tournament, this is the best possible opener match for her, because if this is the one that kind of fires her up for the remainder of it, I think it's going to be really special. But there's a lot on this opening day show. They're really exciting, but yeah, I would never bet against the passion. So then I and Mai Sakurai, that's my pick.
And that's notably both of their, they only have one match that day. So it's going to be a slam fest. It's going to be nasty. Xavi, what match are you most looking forward to on day one?
I'm glad we already touched on Utami and Nozaki a bit, because I genuinely think that's going to be arguably one of the matches of the tournament. I know Nozaki has a lot of detractors just because they've seen her operate at a level where she just doesn't really care and she hasn't had a reason to. But I'm gonna talk about the night show for a bit. Just give me one second. So I was gonna
say something. He gets rid of the camera.
If Rossi is listening to this, because I know he will, if you give Chika Goto the win of Utami, I will sacrifice Gato to the gods. Not the wrestling gods, the gods. He will cease to exist if you simply give Go Chika the upset. And with that being said, all there is to say about that is say no, Achika, Go Chika, Go Chika! Okay.
Oh, God. It's kind of crazy that Gochika is wrestling both Mirai and Utami on that day. Ooh, that's not the easiest schedule to start with, I'd argue. Knew
she was the strongest person to beat in the tournament, so they had to give her the two heavy hitters day one because they want to take her out, and I understand that. I mean, it is what it is.
In terms of, like, the match that I'm most looking forward to on day one, I think there's a lot to pick from. Mm-hmm. But you know, I look at that Mirai versus Nori match. It's exciting. It excites me. I know what Mirai versus a, you know, striker does. I've watched Mirai versus Mikuano 17 times. They're all great. And I think this is a fun change up for her. Obviously Nori has the MMA background. So, you know, do a little shoot style against Mirai. That should be interesting. Then, you know, we talked about Miku Ano versus Misa Matsui earlier today. As we talk about this day one, what you know how Rossi books. What is going to be the upset of the day in terms of that opening show? I mean, I know Xavier's already booking
Utami. No, that's my pitch, but it's already told you what my upset for this day was going to be because it's on the next show.
Chiaki, yes. Chiaki versus Miku Ano. Chiaki getting the big win over the champ.
I want to pose a question before y'all give y'all's answer. Would Nozaki beating Utami technically be an upset? Because I personally don't think so, but to some people, it could be seen as such.
Yes and no. Like, if you know who Nozaki is, then no. But if you only know Nozaki from Marigold and you know Utami as Utami, I'm sure a lot of people won't see or will see it as an upset. So I definitely wouldn't side with that one. The one I look at is Victoria Izuki over Natsumi Shizuki. Mm-hmm. I think that is a very tempting one. I just watched this woman pin Julia. Like, this is someone that obviously they believe in. Two people have pinned Julia in her time. Really, over the past year, it's been, three people. It's been Stephanie Vaquer, WWE Zone, Sari, and Victoria Izuki. Like, it's not a long list of people that have pinned Julia this year. And one of those had to happen. The other two, obviously, you know, the Izuki one didn't have to happen. That was a decision that they made with purpose in mind. So that's the upset I'm hoping for. Jamie, what upset out of all these? And I feel like there's a lot of potential upsets on this show that you're hoping for. And if you say Bozilla versus Kazuna Tanaka,
I was going to say, we're not giving Big Kiz a chance.
I'll give you a lot of credit. I think Bozilla's walking out of that a comfortable 2-0, but it would be nice.
Yeah, I would have definitely said the two that you've kind of already mentioned, and I know we touched on them a little earlier too. I think the Nozaki one's interesting, depending on how you look at it. Obviously, if you've only seen her in Marigold, we're yet to see her like kind of pull the trigger in terms of like the best of her ability, and I think this is where we're going to see it happen. So she could get that win. Looking at the rest of the matches, though, so yeah, I agree. Yuzuki on Shouzuki, I think that's a win she picks up there, and definitely Chiaki and Miku Aono. I think Misa Matsui could potentially get a big win over Bozilla. That's definitely a David and Goliath pairing.
That would be awesome.
It would be. I would love it a lot. I think Matsui's going to take a loss to Aono in the day show. But I think she could get a tournament rolling. You know, I think she's going to be someone in this tournament. You know, she obviously brings that kind of high speed style. She's going to always be a threat to some of the top contenders with the kind of flash roll ups and stuff like that. And I think, you know, we've seen before that Bozilla's kind of susceptible to those flash pins. Mm-hmm. So I think I would not count out Misa Matsui in that match against Bozilla, but it's going to be a tough one.
I've watched, was it Misa Matsui that headbutt, that's Kazuna Tanaka, the headbutt Bozilla that poked her in the eye. instead of the other way around. I think we might see that again. You know, I look at this day, opening day. There's no way both Utami and Mirai are walking out of this 2-0. I just don't see it happening. And I would not be surprised if it's because of one Gochika getting a big shock win one way or the other. But let's look at the rest of the schedule here. On day two, it's Utami Hayashishita versus Victoria Izuki, Koki Amari versus Natsumi Shizuki, and Chika Goto versus Nori. And then on the other side, you have Miku Aono versus Bozilla in the big-time rematch, Nanai Takahashi versus Misa Matsui, and Sari kicking off her tournament versus Mai Sakurai. On day three at Shinkiba, First Ring, which, you know, could be one of those underrated shows of the tournament if you look forward to it, just because of the crowd itself. You have Koki Amare versus Victoria Izuki and Nagisa Nozaki versus Nori in the Dream League. And then in the Star League, you have Sari versus Chiaki, Nanai Takahashi versus Kazuna Tanaka, and Mai Sakurai versus Bozilla. And then we get to our first of two Korakins. Yes, you have Utami Hayashishita versus Mirai, Natsumi Shizuki versus Nori. That's the real, by the way. They knew to put that on Korakin. And Gochika versus Victoria Izuki. That's
the main event right there.
That's just incredible. I think it's going to have a tough time getting the main event spot on this show, but I would love it. That would be one of the crazier things Rossi's done booking-wise if he put this in the main event. You'll have Sari versus Miku Aono, Nanai Takahashi versus Bozilla, Mai Sakurai versus Kazuna Tanaka, and Misa Matsui versus Chiaki. Then you had the Sendai for day five, Mirai versus Koki Amare, Utami Hayashishita versus Natsumi Shizuki. Shout out to The Rock. You have Gochika versus Nagisa Nozaki. Then the Star League is Sari versus Misu Matsui, Miku Ano versus Kazuna Tanaka, and Chiaki versus Nanai Takahashi. Again, we got the chills going. Bring it to day six in Morioka. We have Mirai versus Victoria Yuzuki and Koki Amare versus Nagisa Nozaki. That one could be the most, like, maybe the funniest match of the tournament.
Yeah.
It could just be big boots. Like, that's probably going to be the entire match, and then someone's going to hit their finisher, and it's over. And I'll be very entertained. I hope everyone knows that. Then you have Sari versus Kazuna Tanaka and Mai Sakurai versus Chiaki. And then in your final Korakuen Hall date, Utami Hayashishita versus Nori, Koki Amare versus Chika Goto as the Twin Towers collide. You have Mirai versus Natsumi Shozuki, Victoria Yuzuki versus Nagisa Nozaki. And then the Star League is Sari versus Nanai Takahashi, Chiaki versus Bozilla, Mai Sakurai versus Miku Ano, and Kazuna Tanaka versus Misa Matsui. And then on the finals in Nagoya, you have Utami Hayashishita versus Koki Amare, Mirai versus Nagisa Nozaki, Natsumi Shozuki versus Chika Goto, and Victoria Yuzuki versus Nori. I look at that final day and I say, oh, Utami might be getting upset by Koki. Mm-hmm. Definitely a booking potential by Rossi. Something you look at.
I don't even think it's a potential. I think it's certain.
Ooh,
it could be. I mean, I think they could change it if Koki doesn't have a good tournament, but I think as things stands coming off of the UN title match, I think that's a definite in their mind. They're going to have Koki beat Utami.
The big shock heading into the finals. Then you have Sari versus Bozilla, Miku Ano versus Nanai Takahashi, Mai Sakurai versus Misa Matsui, and Kazuna Tanaka versus Chiaki. Let's talk about that final day. Let's talk about our potential finals here as we wrap up this Dream Star GP preview. You look at Utami versus Koki, you know that's going to be an important match. You look at Mirai versus Nozaki, you know that's going to be an important match. I think Shizuki versus Gochika could be an important match as well, in terms of maybe just a necessary upset for Shizuki via Gochika. On the other side, you have Sari versus Bozilla and Miku Ano versus Nanai Takahashi. We know what matches matter on the final day. So with that being said, let's look at the Dream League. Who do you expect to win the Dream League? Jamie, I will start with you.
It's really tough because, you know, we kind of joked on our recent Gold Star podcast, you know, we did the 5-star preview and, you know, all three of us on the panel were 100% certain that Tam Nakano was taking it. And we saw how her tournament kind of panned out. I'm feeling the same way right now.
A whopping 0-6, by the way. Yeah.
We couldn't have possibly been more wrong. But I'm feeling the same way as I did back then with Tam right now about Utami Hayashishita. The only thing that's preventing me from going all in and saying it outright is that Koki match. And I think that is it's a bit of a spooky one for Utami's tournament. They very purposefully put that match there. And it does definitely scream of an upset there to kind of offset her tournament right at the end. If that is the case, then I think Mirai should be the lock in that final spot. But I'm going to trust that Utami makes it. I think Utami is making it to the finals. How that match against Koki pans out, we'll have to see. But I think she's going to get the job done. I think she's obviously the big favourite overall in the tournament, I think, for a lot of people. And I think it's for good reason. I think she's picking up the first ever Dream Star Grand Prix victory.
Yeah, she does feel like the Tam heavy favorite, right? It's like everyone saw the tournament. They're like, oh, Tommy's got to win, right? Utami versus Sari, one of the most built-up matches without actually really being previewed or happening. We saw like one time they collided, and we haven't got it yet. In terms of the Dream League, I look at Nozaki Mirai match and I just say to myself, like, Nozaki the heel trying to stop the super baby face in Mirai.
I think, and that, like, could be the opposite, to be honest, because I think Nozaki's going to start off with the win over Utami. I think she's going to be in comfortable positioning to like get to the final on that final day.
I think they're both going to be in it. I think it's going to be like whoever wins is advancing type beat, you know, especially, you know, I could see that happen. And then between Utami and Koki, you see the upset there and it's like, oh, Mariah's moving on type thing. You know, I said it on the Gold Star with you, Jamie. I'm going with Mariah. I think Mariah is, listen, Rossi likes to book Mariah strong in tournaments. We know.
Oh, I know.
We know this. Cinderella, she's 2-0. You know, and then in five stars, she is like 1 point away from the finals each time. Mm-hmm. So it would not surprise me at all. You know, her getting held back from winning the United National title, I think, was a sign of, okay, maybe that's not the title she's going to win now. Maybe it will be the world title. And I don't know, but Mariah and Sari have cooked up a story as well. So I think that's very much in the conversation, right? You know, Sari has pretty much asked Mariah, like, why are you hiding from me? Like, what? Mm-hmm. You talk the talk. You want to be the ace. I'm right here. And it hasn't happened yet. I can see Mariah get through in this tournament. I don't think there's any other option besides these two. But, Xavi, I will ask you, who do you see advancing here in the Dream Star, Dream League side?
That was a perfect segue, because the only scenario I have Utami in the final, I have two scenarios. The only scenario I have her in the finals is her losing to Nanai in the finals. That's the only way I see her in the final, mostly because I still think they haul her off on her first big title win till Summer Destiny, so they can, like, you know, prolong it. That, and because when you're making an ace, you don't want to, like, rush it. I mean, it'd be fine if they did it now, but I think Summer Destiny is obviously their big show, so they're going to wait to crown her there.
They've been very patient with her.
Yeah. And I think that's fine. Like, they don't need to rush it. I know a lot of people will say they do because a lot of wrestling fans just are impatient as shit and think everybody should get the Okada Rainmaker shock fucking. Yeah. But yeah, the only scenario I see Utami getting to the final is losing to Nanai if Nanai wins the tournament. But I'm going Mariah. Okay. I think Mariah's winning. I think Twin Towers taking the Twin Stars, and she's going to be free to win the world title.
I mean, that wouldn't shock me, especially with them challenging next. Like, for me, it's gonna come down to how does their match go, right? How does that Utami Mariah match go? I could see Utami get the win, Mariah win the tournament, or the other way around, right? It's like, I feel like whoever wins their match, it's building for the long term rather than the short term. So I think that'll be a lot of fun. The beauty of this is they have two great options. If they don't go with Utami now, they're going to go with Utami eventually. And there is, you know, the obvious booking in mind of, okay, she lost to Io. Is this where she gets her redemption? Or, like you said, do they wait till Summer Destiny 1 year after losing to Io for her to have her crowning moment? I think that's obviously a good thing to think about as well.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I mean, Rossi said on his column that Io wants to do Summer Destiny again. So her getting to see Utami win the world title and ascend after taking that loss, I think that's a good story to tell.
That would be cool.
There's another interesting thing I want to point out as well. You know, we talk about that Kohi match for Utami, and I'm trying to give myself a bit more confidence with my Utami pick here and bring another thing into the mix. Mariah's match against Nozaki, there's another element in play here, and that is Chiaki. We've seen Nozaki and Chiaki are kind of, you know, the heel influencer in the promotion so far. Mariah's got those twin star belts, and I think if there's going to be a match where
that's true,
Chiaki could influence things and maybe cause Nozaki to pick up a win, I think that's where it could happen. But that might just be me coping because I'm outnumbered here and I need to back myself up on Utami winning. I don't know. I think it's something to bear in mind, and it'd be interesting to follow also throughout the tournament how that kind of heel, the heel work of Nozaki and Chiaki plays into things. I hope not too much. You've seen a lot of hate in Stardom, and I don't want any more.
I've seen a lot of hate. Yeah, no, there's been enough hate for me. We're all with the Dark Wolf Army here. And then we look, of course, at the Star League and potential winners over there. You know, you look at that final day. Obviously, we have Sari versus Bozilla, and we have Nanai versus Miku Aono. There is a very funny idea. You just do Mariah versus Miku Aono in the final.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is the first year rivalry of Marigold. It's those two, right? We've seen it in the Twin Star finals. We've seen it for the United National. Why not just do it for the Dream Star?
Listen, I'd be fine with that because they deliver. But if I have to see the Twitter feed after a confirmed Miku Aino versus Mirai final after they wrestled so much this year, I'll probably blow my brains out. I'll be honest. Oh my God, why are we doing this again? Like, I don't even want to go through it.
Yeah, I think it's fair. Like, I think obviously a lot of people looked at Mirai versus Bozilla as the eventual United National final, and it didn't happen. It feels like it's very much in play for this tournament. Picking the Star League is really tough for me because for I think a lot of us agree Dream League's between two people. Star League's between four. Like, I think the big four are all capable. I will never count out Sari. I don't think her in fine. Just because, like, she's the world champion. The winner's likely facing the world champion, but I'll never count her out. Yeah. But she is facing Bozilla that final night. That feels like a draw, if anything, just based off of how Rossi is booked in the past with the five stars in the final night. And, you know, the winner of a block drawing is a typical move. Then you could see Miku Aino maybe upsetting the Nai to stop her from advancing. I think that's a possibility there to get Bozilla in, because Bozilla is not going to lose a lot. If right, she might lose one, two matches. So I'm going to go with Bozilla. I think Mirai versus Bozilla is your final. I think Bozilla is like the perfect person you build up for baby faces to beat. That's, you know, that's that unfortunate role that some have, but I think she has been so good at it just with the Miku, right? When Miku Aino won, everyone was like, oh my God, like, this is great. And I think Mirai and Bozilla, just based off of the moments they've had in the ring over the past month or two, feel like they're building to this moment. And I would have Mirai win the tournament. That is my pick to win and go on to presumably first Dream to face Sari for the world title. But I'll pass it over to you, Xavi. Who do you have winning the Star League?
Already presented my Nanai situation, but I'm still not too confident in that happening. My final is Mirai over Bozilla for the Dream Star Grand Prix. I know it's between four people, and I do like the funny aspect of I don't know again. However, I think Bozilla is the perfect person for either Utami or Mirai, to where where it just seems like, to me, she just seems like a no-brainer to have in that final just to lose.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's not going to lose a lot, but I mean, she could beat Sari. They could draw, you know, but she could just straight up win. And I think her beating Sari would be a big statement because, you know, nobody's done that. I mean, of course, we're assuming Nanai is going to do it by then, but still, like, that's one person. So, like, her doing that and going to the final, it's going to be big. And I have liked what I've seen between Mirai and Bozilla and the tags and stuff. I liked what Utami and Bozilla did in the tag when it was previewing the Mirai and Miku match from earlier in the year. I think that could be fun, but I do think Mirai overcoming Bozilla just seems like too much to, like, too good to not pass up on. And not only that, I think Mirai beating Bozilla, we could still do a special singles with Bozilla and Utami at first Dream to, like, kind of continue her ascent.
Yeah, I think that's very possible. Jamie, who do you think's winning the Star League facing your finalist of Utami Haishishita? And then, of course, give us your winner.
I think I'm also going to go with Bozilla to make the finals.
We're all in on Boz.
Yeah, we're all, I'm all in.
Oh, strong, she's baby. Not making it now. We got three. Yeah. But go ahead. It's fine. Sell us.
Single victory based on our form. But I think Bozilla is going to make it. I think in my picks with having Utami in the finals, and obviously her being a big favorite, they've strayed away from doing Utami and Sari. They're obviously saving it for the biggest of occasions. And while Sari is always going to be in the mix to make the finals, if Utami's going to be there, I don't think they run that match until it's for the Red Belt. And for that reason, I think Bozilla makes it. Picking between those two afterwards is a difficult one, because I do like the point that Xavier made about saving Utami's big crowner moment for Summer Destiny again next year. I think that's definitely in play. However, I'm going to go with the favorite pick. I think Utami does get the job done. I think she wins the first ever Dreamstar Grand Prix. When that match will be against, you know, against Sari for the red belt, whether she may end up walking into Summer Destiny next year as red belt champion, which would maybe be a slightly different dynamic. I don't know how it'll all play out, but I think Utami gets the job done.
That match is coming. That's the thing. It's like Utami versus Sari is going to happen. It's just a matter of, do they want to save it for Summer Destiny? Do they want to do it before that? Right.
I think something very interesting that I think definitely is in play is possibility of Mirai winning the belt and going into Summer Destiny as champion. And Utami, like, what if her and Mirai draw in this tournament? They don't, you know, have another singles until, you know, Summer Destiny comes around. Utami's like, I kind of want to stand at the top of Mari Gold at the end of Summer Destiny. And then Sari's like, well, I want my belt back. And now you have something to kind of build the excitement. It's like, okay, Summer Destiny is going to be one of these two. So you get to do that match on like a Quark and sell a bunch of tickets and all that.
Yeah, I think everything is in play when it comes to the potential of who ends up winning the world title, right? Rossi books people to win tournaments. He does not always book them to then win the title. Obviously, the past few years in Stardom have thrown some people off, but the first couple of years, when you won the 5-star, you didn't win anything after that. Like, and I wouldn't be shocked if Mirai was to win and lost to Sari to build to the bigger Utami Sari match, or the opposite, right? Utami wins the tournament, she has the match Sari, and you build to Mirai versus Sari at Summer Destiny, depending what you have up your sleeve by then, right? Everything's on the table as well in terms of if we look as far as Summer Destiny. So I'm trying to keep us a little contained, because, like, you know, some people may be jumping. EO could possibly be back for another match by then. So there's a lot of fun with that. But I will say thank you to both of you for joining me to preview this show. So for everyone that wants to remember, Jamie picked Utami to defeat Bozilla. Me and Xavier picked Mirai to beat Bozilla. That only means that Koki Mari is winning the tournament, and she is going to defeat Nanai Takahashi. Because predicting bigs these days has not gone well.
Oh, buddy, I'll tell you what, she's not beating Nanai. Nanai's not having that.
No, Nanai would probably win if that were the case.
Actually, my pick is Sari, the rookie. She's going to actually speed up her
debut. Yeah, so I did want to say that real quick. When it comes to first dream, I actually expect one of Mirai or Tommy to be facing Sari on that show, because that is Sari's debut. And I feel, listen, I watched Sari absolutely destroy Julia the other night. I'm ready to just give her the world title. Like, I don't know about you guys.
She's prime Rampage Jackson. No, you don't give her the world title.
I saw that clip. I was, traveling to Wembley Stadium. I saw that clip. I was like, this means something to me. wrestling might be back, you know. The whole of wrestling. Like, we might be in the glory days once again.
I think the best part of that clip is her pushing over Shino Omukai.
Like, Omukai is hitting these great kicks, right, on Julia, and she just gets absolutely destroyed by Sari, who then plants Julia and is dropping four on
ground and pounds her. Like, I was like, C2.
I'm watching, I'm like, are we sure we want to wait till first dream? Like, I'm ready now. Like, this,
buddy, my dream is her entering this tournament.
The amount of tweets I saw of, like, I just bought all the stock. Like, I think anyone that, like, just saw the first dream announcement, right, it's like, oh, she's debuting at our big pay-per-view to kick off the year. I was like, oh, just buy the stock now. We're in.
No,
right?
When I found out she was a freestyle amateur.
Jazz bonds.
When I found out she was a freestyle amateur, I was like, oh, she's Takashi Sugiura. That's what I like to see.
Takashi Sugiura. If she's like Takashi Sugiura, they just got, you know, she's also at, she's 17 years old, so Takashi Sugiura started pro wrestling very late. Yeah. That's kind of crazy to think about. But yeah, that is kind of what I think going on, but I think the excitement is, this isn't easy to predict. There's a lot of potential. I wouldn't even be shocked if Bozilla just won the tournament. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, we aren't, I feel like we should not count her out. I think we both look at Utami and Mariah as like the reasonable first people to win, right? You look at Yuzuki Aikawa as the first five-star winner, obviously, once upon a time. So you kind of look at that. Nanai had won the second. So take that for what you will in terms of the top two in this company, you know. If you don't win the first year, second year is obviously in the conversation. Winner presumably faces Sari whenever, probably first stream. But that's the excitement. So before we get out of here, I'll ask you both to drop your plugs. Jamie, what are your plugs? Where can the people find you? And what do you have going on?
Yeah, so you can follow me on Twitter down here at Jamie Ross WP. You can also, of course, go and follow Wrestle Purist, go support Wrestle Purist. Of course, I'm always, you know, writing stuff on the website. So I'm now tweeting stuff, which is hilarious because I'm not really a poster. So I've now gained admin status. So if you see, you know, a few bangers popping up, it might be me. Go subscribe to the Wrestle Purist YouTube channel as well. Anything supporting Wrestle Purist, that's also supporting me by proxy. And of course, most importantly, on the Wrestle Purist YouTube channel is where you can now find the Gold Star podcast, where you will also find Scott of the Five Star Joshi Show. He'll be there, of course, with our good friend Six Star. We just had our most recent episode, also talking all things Dreamstar Grand Prix, Five Star, G1. So if you haven't caught that yet, go and check that out. And we'll be back hopefully for another episode of that soon. But that pretty much does it for me. It's always a pleasure to be on the Five Star. So thank you for having me, especially when it's Marigold that we're talking about.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you for coming on. Obviously love having you on. The Golden Gardens are blooming. It's exciting time to be a fan. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll be back obviously with a Gold Star podcast very, very, very soon. But Xavi, hit us with your plugs as we get on out of here.
Follow me at Xaviisms with 3 eyes on Twitter. You can click the link in my bio, go to my Substack. That's where you'll find most of my content. I got writer's block right now after I willed myself to do the huge 20th anniversary series. I was like, all right, I'm fucking done. All right. But hopefully I can overcome that. But as far as audio content, I'm all over the place. Stardust Press Podcast, there you will find me and Beth doing traditional shows covering a variety of things. We most recently uploaded an episode covering the Summer Cold Shine, Cork, and Famari Gold. You should check that out. It's about an hour listen. We got in more in depth than I expected, but you know, that's what the Golden Gardens does to you. It makes you get in your bag a little bit. Also on the Five Star Network, later this week, maybe the beginning of next week. I don't know when it will exactly be uploaded. Me and Dylan will be doing another episode of the No Limit Wrestling Show, where we will have Scott on to do a show about Arisa Nakajima, who recently retired. So be on the lookout for that. And I think that's all. Yeah. It's always good to be on here. People probably don't know that I watch Joshi or wrestling at all, because sometimes I don't, but I do. So anytime I get to do something like this, I obviously jump at the opportunity to do so.
Thank you, Xavi. Everyone can check out the Dreamstar Grand Prix on Wrestle Universe. Majority of the shows will be live. I think only like two are going to be recorded and dropped probably a day or two later. So not too much of a wait. I'll be covering that right here on the Five Star Joshi Show. But of course, I have committed to doing even more of this YouTube thing, because I guess I had fun with the Five Star, even though I had to do it 75 times a day. Yeah. It got a little tiring sometimes, but I'll present this real quick. It's youtube.com/Scott@ScottEWrestling. I will be doing it for Marigold each and every tournament day. I'll do a review, so I'll get that up there. I have all the ones up there for the Five Star Grand Prix. We'll have it all the way until the final day. So if you're interested in that, go subscribe now. It was a lot of fun to try to do something new. So hopefully if you're interested in that, you could go join me there. And of course, like I said, we'll be covering it here. Also have a preview for the show up on voicesofwrestling.com. It'll just be, you know, schedule, blocks, favorites, dark horses, and the matches to keep an eye out for if you are a general fan trying to get into Marigold. Hopefully that guide is helpful for you. So for Jamie, for Xavi, I'm Scott, and this was the 5-Star Joshi Show. Until next time, see ya.